This is English USA on VOA. Now, lesson 103.
В эфире 103-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня мы научимся понимать рассказы о прошлом и говорить о прошлом. Послушайте новые слова и выражения. Парикмахерская.
Барбершоп.
Бар.
Бар.
Сарай.
Барн.
Ванна.
Бath.
Корыто.
Washtub.
Тело.
Body.
Урожай.
Crop.
Утка.
Duck.
Жатва.
Harvest.
Наемный рабочий.
Hired hand.
Техника.
Machinery.
Надворная постройка.
Outbuilding.
Свинья.
Pig.
Развлечение. В нашем случае речь идет о спорте.
Pleasure.
Плуг.
Plow.
Водопровод.
Plumbing.
Насос.
Pump.
Овца.
Sheep.
Печь.
Stove.
Трактор.
Tractor.
Транспорт, средство передвижения.
Transportation.
Принять ванну.
To bathe.
Воссоздать.
To recreate.
Хранить.
To store.
Сельский универмаг.
General store.
Керосин, керосиновый.
Kerosene.
Свободное время, досуг.
Leisure.
Общение.
Social life.
Склад.
Storage.
Чрезвычайно важно, совершенно необходимо.
Extremely important.
Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов. Мартин Лернер разговаривает с куратором музея американской фермы.
Good morning. I'm Fred Cornelli. You must be Martin Lerner.
That's right. You must have received my letter. I'm happy to be here.
You came at a good time. The weather is perfect.
Tell me about the museum. What's the purpose?
We've tried to recreate a working farm of about 1900. We have the house, the barn, and some outbuildings of the time.
The house is very simple, isn't it?
At that time, the barn was the most important building. The houses were generally quite small.
I see you have animals, too.
Yes, it's a small farm, but we try to run it as it was at that time. There are cows, sheep, chickens, ducks, pigs, and of course horses.
Why do you say of course?
Before tractors and cars, horses were extremely important. They provided the only transportation. They pulled the plows and other machinery. They provided some of the sport and leisure time activities too.
So every farm had some horses?
Yes, there were horses for work, for transportation, and pleasure.
Transportation was slow and difficult, wasn't it? What did people do for social life?
A lot of the social life was related to work. People came together to help one another with the harvests. The women came to cook the meals. At the end of the day, the men and boys went swimming in the river. Sometimes there was a dance in the barn at night.
Harvest time sounds like a good time.
It probably was the best time.
What about the rest of the year?
Church was probably the most important social activity.
Work must have been very difficult without tractors and other machinery. Who did all the farm work?
The farms around here were rather small, but many farmers had hired hands.
That's an interesting expression, hired hands.
Right. The farmer paid someone for his hands. Of course, you got the rest of his body to work, too.
Was it a bad life for the hired hand?
Often it was a good life. They were usually young men.
Did these young men come from the city?
Oh, no. They were usually the sons of other farmers. Sometimes there were too many sons. There wasn't enough work for them at home. They went to work to earn some money.
May I see inside the house?
Sure. You can tell how people live then.
В этом уроке куратор рассказывает о событиях прошлого. Послушаем несколько предложений в прошедшем времени с использованием различных форм глагола to be – быть. Was – для единственного числа и were – для множественного числа.
It probably was the best time. Horses were extremely important.
Послушаем несколько предложений с использованием глаголов в прошедшем времени. Начнем с примеров с правильными глаголами.
The farmer paid someone for his hands. They provided the only transportation. They pulled the plows and other machinery.
Теперь Примеры с неправильными глаголами to go и to come.
They went to work to get some money. The women came to cook the meals.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте, пожалуйста, за Биллом и Барбарой во время пауз.
They went to work to earn some money.
They went to work to earn some money.
The women came to cook the meals.
The women came to cook the meals.
They provided the only transportation.
They provided the only transportation.
They pulled the plows and other machinery.
They pulled the plows and other machinery.
А теперь попробуем дать полные ответы на вопросы Мартина, употребляя прошедшее время глаголов.
Was the barn an important building?
Yes, the barn was an important building.
Were horses important to farmers?
Yes, the horses were extremely important.
Why did the women come together?
The women came together to cook the meals.
What did horses do on the farm?
The horses pulled the plows.
What did the farmer give the hired hand?
The farmer gave them money to work on the farm.
Would you like to look inside the house now?
Yes, I would.
Мартин Лернер продолжает беседу с куратором музея американской фермы. Они обсуждают особенности быта фермеров в старину.
This is the kitchen. It was the most important room in the house. Most of the family life took place here.
There's no water, no plumbing.
Very few farm homes before 1900 had plumbing. The farmer's wife or the children carried water from the pump outside.
How did they keep clean? How did they bathe?
They didn't bathe often, usually once a week. Maybe they had a bath on Saturday night before church on Sunday.
Where did they bathe?
Here in the kitchen, in front of the stove. They bathed in a large wooden or metal wash tub. The children bathed first, then the farmer. They usually bathed in the same water.
Wasn't there enough water?
There was plenty of water, but it had to be heated on the stove. The farmer's wife bathed later after everyone else was in bed.
I suppose the children studied in this room.
Yes, they sat around the table. There was a kerosene lamp in the middle of the table.
What were the father and mother doing?
The mother was probably doing some kind of sewing. The father was perhaps repairing something for the horses.
Where was the hired hand?
In a small house, he was with the family. He ate with the family and slept with the other boys.
I would like to see the barn.
In this area, the barn was built close to the house.
It's just across the road. Why was that?
Because of the cold winters. Later on, when farmers built new houses, they built them away from the barn.
This barn is very large.
It had to be for all the animals. It also had storage space for all of the food for the animals. They had to store everything for the winter.
The winters must have been terrible.
I don't think so. It was a time for fun.
They couldn't work in the fields, of course.
Right. They could go to town more often. They visited neighbors.
Were there many towns?
Yes. In the Midwest farm country, there was a small town within driving distance.
What was in the town?
The most important thing was some place for the farmer to sell some of his crops.
What else?
There was probably a high school.
What about stores?
Yes, there were general stores. Women met one another there.
Where did the men meet?
In most towns, it was the barber shop. In some towns, there were small hotels with bars.
Did people go to town often?
No, it took too much time. They went when they had to, or on Sunday for church.
It was a slow life.
Говоря о прошлом, мы иногда обращаемся к настоящему времени. Послушаем несколько предложений с использованием формы глагола to be в настоящем и прошедшем времени.
This is the kitchen. There are cows and horses. He was with the family. There were general stores.
Послушаем еще несколько примеров с правильными и неправильными глаголами в прошедшем времени.
The children carried water. They bathed in a wash tub. They visited neighbors. Family life took place here. They sat around a table. He ate with the family.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте, пожалуйста, за Биллом и Барбарой во время пауз.
The children carried water.
The children carried water.
They bathed in a wash tub.
They bathed in a wash tub.
They visited neighbors.
They visited neighbors.
He ate with the family.
He ate with the family.
А теперь ответьте, пожалуйста, на вопросы, которые задает Мартин.
Where did the children study?
The children studied in the kitchen.
Where did the hired hand eat?
The hired hand ate with the family in the kitchen.
Do you know much about farm life, Martin?
Not much. I'm a city person. I don't know anything about farm life in the early 1900s. This is great. Let's walk through the barn.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Биллом. Существительное. Бар.
Бар. Бар.
Сарай.
Барн. Барн.
Ванна.
Бэф. Бэф.
Корыто.
Ваштаб. Ваштаб.
Тело.
Body. Body.
Урожай.
Crop. Crop.
Утка.
Duck. Duck.
Жатва.
Harvest. Harvest.
Наемный работник.
Hired hand. Hired hand.
Техника.
Machinery. Machinery.
Надворная постройка.
Outbuilding. Outbuilding.
Свинья.
Pig. Pig.
Развлечение. В данном случае речь идет о спорте.
Pleasure. Pleasure.
Плуг.
Plow. Plow.
Водопровод.
Plumbing. Plumbing.
Насос.
Pump. Pump.
Овца.
Sheep. Sheep.
Печь.
Stove. Stove.
Трактор.
Tractor. Tractor.
Транспорт. Средство передвижения.
Transportation. Transportation.
Сельский универмаг.
General store. General store.
Свободное время. Досуг.
Leisure. Leisure.
Общение.
Social life. Social life.
Склад.
Storage. Storage.
Глаголы. Принимать ванну.
To bathe. To bathe.
Воссоздать, воспроизвести.
To recreate. To recreate.
Хранить.
To store. To store.
прилагательное «керосиновый».
Kerosene. Kerosene.
Выражение «чрезвычайно важно».
Extremely important. Extremely important.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 103-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке мы постараемся научиться, как излагать те или иные текущие события в настоящем времени. Мы также повторим разные формы глагола. Наша программа из серии English USA «Так говорят в Америке» подошла к концу.